No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this December 20th. Happy Wednesday, one and all. I'm David Brown, and by now, you've heard about that once-in-a-generation tax overhaul passed by the House and Senate, or I should say Republicans in both chambers, because the Democrats voted no, so you'll know who to thank or blame come November 2018. And sure, that was dramatic, but here's where it could get really messy. In the run-up to Christmas Day, we could see another government shutdown. If both houses of Congress can't get it together on a bill to extend federal funding. And as of this moment, it's not just Republicans and Democrats who don't see eye to eye, it's the House and Senate itself. Now, here's one option. Lawmakers could, at least in theory, pass a bare-bones stopgap measure that would get you past the hump of the holidays. And let's face it, no one's wanting to stay in Washington any longer than they have to. But there's the rub. Everyone on the floor sees the potential here for leveraging their own priorities as that weekend approaches. Texas congressmen are demanding more for hurricane relief. So are lawmakers from Florida. Lawmakers in Puerto Rico say they need disaster help too. And California, with the wildfires, they need federal aid. And then again, Democrats are pushing for a deal on DACA, the Obama-era deferred deportation program for people who immigrated here illegally as children, a program which President Trump canceled earlier this year. Then you've got Republicans who say, look, there's not going to be any sort of funding extension unless it includes more money for the military. While those on the other side of the aisle say, we won't sign off on military spending unless there's also an increase in domestic spending. And everybody stop. This has got to get done by Friday, remember? And at the end of the day, no matter what happens or doesn't happen, who's going to feel the effects? That would be us, all of us. Chris Cobbler is the editor of the Victoria Advocate. Chris, are folks in Victoria talking about this?
What we're talking about all the time is Harvey hurricane relief, really. That's been our focus. So as much as whatever happens in Washington, D.C. affects our recovery efforts, that's really the focus. It was interesting. I was at a meeting of business leaders earlier this week, and our state rep, Jeannie Morrison, was there. Given a report on how frustrated she was in getting relief she needed for her district, and ended up being quite a bit of finger pointing between state, local, and federal officials. And this is usually a pretty polite gathering, but there's actually a pretty heated exchange between a realtor who had to displace 500 residents from her apartments that had been damaged by hurricane, and a businessman who specializes in, among many other things, but in mobile homes, and the state rep, all talking about the fact that there's just been so much bureaucratic red tape that the help has not gotten to where it needs to go.
Diana Hunt is the Metro editor for the Houston Chronicle. Diana, I want to bring you in here. I guess hurricane relief has got to be a top priority for your readers.
It absolutely is one of the top priorities, but also in the Houston area, we're looking at housing, long-term housing issues and long-term flood control issues. There are debates going on about whether we need additional reservoirs to hold back the floodwaters. What do we do? Do we widen and deepen some of the bayous to help them carry water more efficiently to the Gulf? We have housing. People are still in temporary housing. It's unclear whether they'll be allowed to rebuild in areas that have flooded repeatedly. Those are real concerns for Houston, and that could change the face of Houston in the next year to 2 to 5 years as we go forward. But we also have a lot of people who are very on edge about DACA. We've been running a series this year called Underground about undocumented people without documentation, mm-hmm. who are here, who are afraid to be out, who are afraid to go out. It's hurting businesses. It's hurting. They're not going to the store. They're not going to the movies. They're pulling back a lot, and that's impacting our community as well.
Yeah, and your police chief, I know, has been Art Acevedo, has been very concerned about people being afraid of the basic institutions of law enforcement, that people are getting taken advantage of because they're afraid to report incidents to police.
That's right. They believe they are refusing to call police because they're afraid that they may end up with ICE agents trying to take them into custody. That's been a serious issue. And Art Acevedo, the police chief, he is a naturalized citizen, so I think he has a particular understanding of some of the issues that are going on right now.
I want to bring in Carlos Sanchez, who's the editor for the McAllen Monitor. Carlos, of course, your area didn't get hit by Hurricane Harvey nearly as you got some, I think, a little bit of wind damage down there in southernmost Texas. What seems to be issue number one for your readers?
You know, the economy is starting to become more and more a concern in the Rio Grande Valley. And I think there is an increasing frustration. There are so many factors in place that would allow the Valley economy to coalesce and become a real economic driver. But the region generally, when you discuss the Rio Grande Valley and the border region, it's always in the context of border security. And I think local citizens are getting tired of that, and they're looking for ways to address the economic factors as opposed to the security factors.
One of the things that I found really fascinating is that if you look at the cable news shows, for example, and you see a lot of the front pages of newspapers across the state, there's a big focus on this tax plan and the political fallout and that sort of thing. But then you consider something like the DACA program, and we understand that there were members of the White House team on Capitol Hill yesterday as everything was unfolding around this tax plan. The White House members saying, look, we got to get something worked out on DACA. Let's talk about an exchange of, say, miles of fence built for some kind of a deal on DACA. Are you hearing anything about the possibility of that fence actually taking shape, Carlos?
We're not only hearing things, we're actually seeing physical evidence in place. Engineers have already begun boring holes to test the soil along areas. And it's going to be an interesting 2018 because I think what you're going to see is a confluence of those who are advocates for immigrants along with those who are advocates for the environment. Because one of the areas that is a prime contender, it looks like, just from activity, is a wildlife refuge on the Rio Grande River. Mm-hmm. And it's owned by the federal government, so they don't have to acquire anything. And there's real concerns that, at least in Texas, that's where the wall is going to be started. And all evidence suggests that they're moving forward on construction of a wall.
There are all these moving parts, and many of them are interlocking. And I, you know, as we run out of time here, I want to sort of go around the table if we can, and get your sense of what you would recommend Congress to do as zero hour approaches on some kind of extension for government spending this weekend. Chris Cobbler, Victoria Advocate, what do you think should be done? Should there be hurricane? Should this be the place where Texas legislators put their flag down and say, we have to have more funding?
Well, certainly all of our readers would want more funding, and they'd also want more accountability for the funding, because there's a lot of question about where that money is going and whether it's getting to the people who need the help. So it's a pretty complicated issue there. I don't think it's clear cut to say whether the Congress should shut down to make this happen. I think it's sort of a larger issue than that the whole bureaucratic maze, abyss, if you will, that is hurricane relief, that really gets sorted out. And I don't see any hope for that getting done before Christmas.
Diana Hunt of the Houston Chronicle, I believe there was an opinion piece in your paper that said maybe there should be a forced shutdown over this issue of hurricane relief.
Right. You know, that I'm not in the editorial, I'm not in the opinion section, so I wouldn't voice an opinion on whether that should happen or not. I do think that our readers and the folks in Houston are very aware of what kind of impact a shutdown can have on a community. It's very uncertain and who's going to get paid and who's not. And I think that they also feel strongly that some of these other issues need to be dealt with. DACA needs to be dealt with. The disaster aid really needs to be taken care of. The Affordable Care Act funding, I think, are all issues that that the local community here believes ought to be dealt with, whether it's tangled up with the budget, the temporary budget extension. I think they would be pleased just to see some action.
How about how you think? What would you recommend there in McAllen, Carlos Sanchez?
You know, well, I think the readers of the Rio Grande Valley would delight in forcing members of Congress to work through through Christmas. Everybody recognizes that ain't going to happen. So I think a stopgap measure is the order of the day, simply because there's too many, as you pointed out, complex issues that need to be worked out. And to work it out in a matter of days, I think, would be problematic.
Carlos Sanchez is the editor of the McAllen Monitor. Diana Hunt, Metro editor for the Houston Chronicle. Chris Cobbler, editor of the Victoria Advocate. Folks, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard. And happy holidays.
Thank you.
Take care.